Rishami Brachos Daf Lamed Vav Amin Aleph. Gemara begins with the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Kavru as hames v'chazru." We're talking about Indian of again a tour for Kriya Shema. So it says that the kavru as hames v'chazru after they finish burying the mace, the dead, and the chazru, and now they're coming back from the base of kfaras. And yichodel lahasiv ligmar atchaligil l'shura. If they can go ahead and say Kriya Shema before they reach the Shura, Yaschilu, they should begin. Now, who are we talking about? We're talking about that they used to have, as even today we do that, the end of the day after Levaya, we bury, after the person is buried. So then the Velim walk, the people who come to escort the mace, set up a Shura, and the Avelim, and they, the Avelim walk, those who are going to sit Shiva, walk through the Shura. And they say, people say, I'm Makam Menachem. It's the way we do that today as well. The Gemara is going to see in a minute what the procedure is. It changed, and Menachem changed several times. And the final minhag is the way we do it today. But the Gemara said, yeah, that's a Kriya Shema. So those who are busy with the Gevurah Sameis, so if they have time to say Kriya Shema before they set up the Shura, they should do so. They should begin. And if it's not enough time, they should not begin. Now, what's interesting is that when we talk about Kriya Shema, what do we refer to? The Pnei Moshe says Kriya Shema means Parsha Echad Shel Kriya Shema. The first Parsha, if you have time to say the first Parsha. The Charedim brings down, oh, Afilu Pasuk Echad, actually gave it. It doesn't only mean, he quotes from the Gemara and the Bavli, that doesn't only mean the first Parsha, but even Pasuk Echad. So whether the Pnei Moshe is Lafuke, Pasuk means the whole Parsha, not the Pasuk itself. So there, it's two ways to read the Pnei Moshe. But the idea is that the people in the Shura were setting up, they're not talking about the Avelim. We already discussed the idea about Avelim a few days ago. Here we're talking about the people that are Miss Osek, those who are going to set up the Shura. So therefore, the halacha is since they're Osek in Mitzvah, they're coming to Menachem, therefore they don't do the Kriya Shema, there's Doche Kriya Shema, because they're again Osek Mitzvah Patim and Mitzvah. And therefore, that this is Doche the Shema. Therefore, if they don't have time to do it, they should not start. If they have time to do it, to start, at least say the first pasuk according to Charedim, he quotes the Gemara, then in Akhanami, they should do that, and then to say Amokam Yenachim. Even those who are standing Bashura, it says it depends. When you make the rows, there are a lot of people. There's not enough space for all the people to line up in one row, so you have like two and three layers of people. So Pneumium, the inner ones, the ones who face the Avelim, they're part of the Kriya Shema. Back in Sonam, those are the ones on the outside, they're the ones of Mechayavim Kriya Shema, because since they're not busy saying Amokim Menachem, the Avelim don't even see them, because they're in the outer rows. Therefore, they should be saying Kriya Shema. There's no answer for being Osek Ben Mitzvah, part of the Mitzvah, to be able to say Kriya Shema. So because they're not being Menachem, they're not directly there. And therefore, those people should be able to say, that don't see the Avelim, they're the ones who should be able to say Kriya Shema. Now, again, the interesting idea is over here, if you look at the Rashi Sulu, he quotes from the Rambam that this is for all the people. Since the Osei Mitzvah, he came to Menachem, so even if they're not directly involved, but they would set up a shura, and the shura would be those who were closer to the people, those who are the Gemara explains a little bit closer, that the closer relatives, the best friends, the ones that were not the seven krovim, obviously, because they're the Avelim, but their relatives would be in the front row, because the Avelim would see them and would get some nechama from their being there. And then those who were in the outer row were those who were less relationship with them, and those who were or further just came to for the cover of the mace itself, or to be onlookers, we'll see the Gemara will explain. Those people are not putter from say Kriya Shema, because they're not going to be they're leaving right away. They're not staying. They're not involved in the kvura, and therefore in the nichum, and therefore they would have to stay. The Gemara says, "Tanim lo tanav raisim, ein motzien as hameis samach lo Kriya Shema." We don't take out a mace to be buried samach lo Kriya Shema, but it's close as my Kriya Shema. Unless they started at least an hour before, an hour after this man. So Kadesh go to this fellow. If they started at least an hour before this man, they'll have time to do it, but this man comes. Or they're later, left time later. It's being early enough that they'll have time later. This way, don't do it at a time where you're not going to have any opportunity. If you can do it right the time of Zman before Zman Kriya Shema, and end it, by the end of Zman Kriya Shema, people there will not be able to say Shema. Therefore, this says the halacha that you should go ahead and make sure that it's Sha'achas. It doesn't mean maybe it's enough time to do it either before or after. And that's the, they shouldn't be able to batel the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. And this, of course, is talking about in the morning. And the Shah is whether this applies as well to the Kriya Shema Sha'arvis. And the Shayinim discuss in halacha as well, the Shayla and Shulchan Aruch. The same thing would apply to make a Levaya where it'd be at night, where it wouldn't be able to say Kriya Shema on a time. And it potentially won't be able to say it even before or later, after Chatzos. Now, say, Malachi, you should not start it enough time to get people to say Kriya Shema. Frank the Gemara, bait the Mishnah's price we just quoted, the coverage is a steer to our Mishnah. How are you? We learned that our Mishnah covers some maize for Chazru. It may be very bad, then because they go back, they have time to say Kriya Shema. But if you don't start, if the halacha is you can't start, the Brisa says, Elekdima Sha'akas or Eichu Sha'akas, so then what does it mean? That then, what does the Mishnah mean? It covers the Chazru that they can still say Kriya Shema. If they can't, they shouldn't say. But what mean they shouldn't say? But they wouldn't do it at a time if they can't say Kriya Shema. So what does it mean? That they. They don't have time to start it. They shouldn't start. But what does that mean? According to the Brisa, they have to do it at a time that they can do it. Tifta, Gemara says no. What the Mishnah's case is talking about, but Ilan Aviv Svarin Isbei Ana. Talking about a case where the Mishnah, where they thought there'd be enough time to say Kriya Shema, but let's be honest, it came out there wasn't enough time. They thought there'd be enough time to squeeze in Kriya Shema, and that's why they didn't wait the extra hour. They thought it was going to be early, but however, it came out that. That it was not the right time, not amount of time. So then the question is, then the halacha applies. So to be the Eved, what do you do? Do you do Kriya Shema? Do you start it or not? And again, if you have time to finish it, if time to say Kriya Shema, at least the first pasuk, you should do it. If not, you don't do it. That's the way to reconcile the Mishnah with the Braisa. Tani learn another Braisa. Hespid of Chalosukim, Hespid, Mispid, Mafsikin, Lekos, Kriya Shema. The Maspid, those who give the Hespid, those who are listening to the Hespid, those who are involved in the Hespid, they Mafsikin, they stop to say Kriya Shema. They don't stop at tefillah. Kriya Shema is the raisa, they have to say Kriya Shema. And we said earlier the fact that even the people that came to listen to the Hespedim, those people who are involved in Hespedim, they mafsik in the Kriya Shema because Kriya Shema is the raisa and it's very quick, one pasuk. You don't have to have a lot of time for kavana. But mafsik on tefillah, but tefillah you don't do because tefillah is you need kavana, it's rachamininu, and it also takes more time, and therefore you have to have kavana. And therefore, for that, even though it's drabbanon, we say that it's you're not mafsik. Maisa shayi, there was a maisa. If Sikha the question Krishma Tfila, and the Rabbanim stopped, they spayed them for Krishma Tfila. So the Chaira, we see that we just finished saying the Braisa that we stopped for Shema. And the Braisa is Mafsikal Tfila, Mafsikal Krishma, Mafsikal Tfila. And here we see Afsika Rabbaseno, the Rabbaseno, one Mafsik for Krishma and Tfila. So the Chaira, it's two different Shitas, the different opinion on Klokas and the Braisa. And the Rabbanan argue with the Tanakama. That's the way the Haredim learned. And the two different opinions. So the Gemara says, the Gemara says, makes another daf meaning the Braisa. Says the Braisa. Gemara says, the Chayra Kanina, the Chayra to steer it again in our Mishnah. Meaning the Mishnah, you can ask the Ligmar. If they can go and finish Kriya Shema, if they can begin and finish, they should say it. The Gemara says, what do you mean? Didn't we just finish saying that they were mafsa, they stopped for Hespedim for Kriya Shema? So, of course, this time everyone stops for Kriya Shema, so there's Fadim, so there's nothing going on, so there's no Shura. So then, what is the Braisa to say that they have to stop? What is the Braisa to say you stop to say in Kriya Shema, but there'll be enough time to say Kriya Shema? There'll be enough time. Those who are mafsikin could say it. So the Gemara said, how do we reconcile the Braisa and the Mishnah? The Gemara says, Masnisa. They tell a Pshat in the Mishnah, he's talking about Biyom Rishon. It's talking about the first day when the Avelos is the most intense. And therefore, the spedim, the maspedim, and the people involved there are needed for the nechama, and therefore they are parter from Kriya Shema because they're integral. They need to be masat. The people that need them for the spedim are the ones that are mechuyev to do that because they're the ones who are being helping in nicham avelim. My Tani Tana, the Braisa says that they go ahead, they don't have to stop. That's my Yom HaShem, the second day. Second day is not where there is, it's not so much avail, it's not so intense. And mainly, therefore, if they say Shema, if time comes, so if they didn't say Shema, they should stop. And if they did say Shema, they don't have to stop. So this is the So this is the Lashon Lekaira of what the Lashon of the Braisa says. They're referring to this between the second day and the first day, which is a nafkamina in what the role of the Avelim, the Misnakim, and the Mispaspidim, of their role in to do that. There, they be putted, they're involved. Osimitza putamitza, they're putted with Krishma, even Krishma, even at the Raisa. However, if it's not that way, if it's not the first day, it's not as intense, they can go take the time to say Krishma, and Tefillah they don't say, but Krishma they do say, because it's the, now it seems to be this would be the agreement of Bavli and Yerushalmi, La'alokha, but there are those people, if you look at the Haredim and others, seem to say that there is a difference of opinion where the Braisa is referring to more than making an Okimta in the Braisa, but the mission itself, the halakha is intact, that we're not mafsikin of any aspect at all, even if it's the day after Kavura, we don't stop. This is the way the Haredim seems to learn the Gemara, and I'm sorry, the Pneimosh seems to learn the Gemara, that the difference between the Braisa and the Mishnah. Now the Braisa continues with this discussion of when we talk about completing, beginning, who, the inside, the outside group, Amar Rav Shmuel ben Atavodi. Separate halacha, when you have, go ahead and you have to join them, shouldn't miss Krishma and Tefillah. This is talking about Tefillah. Nichols Leitz, and that's what's on their Mizbalan. Person goes in the shul, and you find that they're davening Shemin Esrei. You want to quickly start that Shemin Esrei so you can catch up with the Tzibur. The problem is, if you start, the Shehel Tzibur may start Kazos HaShatz. Well, you're still davening Shemin Esrei because you're starting late. You'll be able to answer a mate. Is there a problem or not? What should you do? What is their criteria? If you know you could start and finish Menesrei before the Shehel Tzibur starts, you can answer Amen, you spell, and you should go daven. You could daven now and join the Tzibur. If you're not sure that you'll be able to do that, I spell, don't daven. Don't start davening your own Menesrei if you're not sure that you'll be able to go ahead and be able to daven with the Tzibur, be able to answer Amen to the Tzibur. So everyone wants to know, what Amen are we talking about? There are a lot of Amens in the Kazosh Shatz. Which Amen? Which Amen are we talking about? We have a Machalikas Tri Amaroyim. Two Amaroyim disagree. Amen Shal Kela Kadosh. One says Kela Kadosh. And the other one says Amen Shal Shamea Tfilo. Amen Shal Kela Kadosh is the one we say at the third bracha, which is the Sikkim of the whole older brachos. In other words, we know that there's a person, a Mashan Halakha, we find that if a person is davening Shemin Esrei, you finished up to Bas Shalom, but you didn't finish Elokai, you didn't say Elokai Netzolet, and they're starting Kedusha, you could say Yiratzon, you can answer the two parts of Kedusha, Kadosh, Kadosh, and Baruch for Hashem Komo, you can't answer the other Psukim, and you wait until the Chazan finishes Akel Kadosh, you can answer Amen to that Baruch. That's a significant Amen to answer. The other Amen you can't answer, but that Amen you can answer. With that significance, it's like a combination of the first three brachas. The Chanam, the other one, you want to say, Main Shal Shomei Tefillah. It's the Main Shal Shomei Tefillah, which is the bracha that really is the last bracha before we start Hodah, before you start Modim. Therefore, that is, again, it's connected to all the brachos before. So this, which is the Ikkar? So each one, Amen, the Machlok, the Maroyim, which Amen is the Ikkar Amen? So the Gemara Rav Pinchas, Rav Pinchas says, look, it's really not a machlok, it's not two of them arguing. Mind you, Amen Shal HaKel HaKadosh, what is the HaKel HaKadosh B'Shabbos? That's talking about Shabbos where there is no bracha of Shemei Tefillah. And if that's the Ikkar bracha, the HaKel HaKadosh, that's the Ikkar Amen. But the Amen Man Shemei Shemei Yubachor, that's my Bechor, which means that that's an Ikkar bracha. The Ikkar one, everyone agrees that Shemei Tefillah is an Ikkar bracha. So, which means if it's Shabbos, the Amen says that if it, then a person that's, you can't start Shemei Esrei if the Tzibur is davening. If you think you're not sure that you may not be able to answer Amen, the Chazan starts because those are shots and not by the main Akel HaKadosh. But during the week, you have to know that you'll be able to finish both Akel HaKadosh and Shemei Tefillah. Both of those are integral. And therefore, you have to wait until the able to answer Amen to both before you can start. If you're not sure you can do that, then you shouldn't start with the Shmonez, with the starting Shemin Esrei until the Chazan begins. After he finishes those Amens, those brachos, then you could go start your own Shemin Esrei. So the Chayra, again, here is a Shal and Halacha. Do we do this as far as both or not? What is the Halacha? It seems the Maskana of the Bavli, the way the Haredim brings down, he quotes a Rosh Vatoysis, you shall me that, they pay Yezuz or Amen at Maheva Kelkadosh. You should be very careful to Amen at Kelkadosh. Because Amen and Shemay feel both of them are important. So Zahirus Gedola mi Od Yosem Shemay. There is very much Zahirus in these two, more than all the other remains. But but what about Kedusha? Why don't we say that maybe Kedusha you won't be able to answer? So the answer to that, the Kareidim brings down, Ava Misham Ani Asa, Kedusha Mishle Tzim Elo Yechash Yerushalmi. It seems like it's not Yerushalmi. In the Bavle, it is concerned. We are concerned about Kedusha. If you don't think you're going to make Kedusha with the Tzibur, what they have to list, answer to the Chazan, you shouldn't do it. But the Yerushalmi seems to not be concerned about it. Only concerns about the brachos of the main of Yemesh, of Kela Kadosh, and the main of Shemayat Pil does not seem to care about the Kedusha, that you don't have to worry about. Therefore, what seemed to be, says the Karedim and Maklokes, between the Rishonim and the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, whether you could start Shemoneh Esrei, if you're worrying about Kedusha, not only just on these psukim itself, those are the ones that we're concerned about. Okay, says the Gemara, Halakh of Shema, and we said Halakh of Yepatim Shema because Yosef Bigfura, Tani, read right there, you call it Shurakas, if they were all in one Shura. In other words, that there was enough. It wasn't that there's two of multi-shuros. They're all standing. It's enough for instead of having rows, thickness of three rows or four rows, one in front of the other, you have a very long row. Each the people lined up on two sides with nobody behind these people. And they're for each of them, all the both sides of the shura facing the Avelim when they walk through. Then, those who are standing because of cover of the Avelim, they're standing out of Kavod, Talachas Mechuyavim. Mishim Avel Peturim, therefore, because of the Avelim Peturim. What does that mean, Mishim Kavod? So here you have a Machlekas, according to the Gemara, of what does Kavod mean? That the, that who's the Kavod? So here you have like this. You have according to the Pnei Moshe, if there's the price is of the Mishum Kavod Atzma, no Mishum Avil. You're standing for your own Kavod. You want to be shown that you're out there, but you're not there because of the Avil. You don't know the Avil, or you have no connection with him, or you don't have a relationship with him. So you're not there for him, you're there for yourself, for your own Kavod. Then you're Chayv Mekriyashma. But if you're there because of the Avil, Mishum Kavod Avil, then you're Potter, the qualification, then you're Potter. That is the way the Pnei Moshe learns. The Haredim learns, he quotes Machmasa Avil. What does it mean? It means that the, so he brings that there's some people that get together because of the Avil, or sometimes Palm and Mach was covered in Lamb called Shurushona, Shekodmin. So there, you one of the Pashtun, you're coming there, that those who are coming for the Avil are in the front row. They're the ones who get there first. The other, those are ones clearly are there because of the Avil. That's why they're in the front row. But Mach was Avil, those who come for the Avil, which means they're related to him, and they're Kurovim, and they come and they know that they will make a difference. Those are people of Potter. But Kvod Sha'ar Ha'amah Nakmo. Other people are just coming Nakmo. Again, Moshe says, God means they're themselves, coming for themselves, not for the Yavel. And he says, no, they're coming for Avelim, but they're not coming. They're not the direct Rishon. They're not the relatives. They're coming really to for their Kavala Nakmo. Those are the people that are coming, but they're not directly involved. They don't have that much of a relationship to be able to offer the proper Avelus, proper cover. Then they're obligated. They don't have a tour of Kriya Shema. But the other ones are Mechuyev too, and therefore they are the ones that are part. Okay. So Mara says that the two different ways to learn the Gemara. Gemara says, well, let's look at our Mishnah. Which one does our Mishnah seem to hold? Yodulisbar, if you went ahead, people went down to be maspid, came time as makriyashma, run to public, if you could see the people, the faces of the veiler, then you put them in kriyashma. And that was again, that the shenim run, put them in, but those who can't see the face of the veiler, they're makuyim. What does this mean? It means that this is the way Mefershim explained, that there was that it came from the afterwards in a play of el, kalabane ashura, penimus, and the barmak was covered paturin. He brings down the Haredim brings down, this is not the Lashon, this is the Rishami, it's not the Lashon of the Bavli. Chalik ben Hesper covered the Amarab, Shuris Ruba, Lo Ben Katan, Ancient Ben Adam, Rak Shurakas. He wants to say there's a difference between whether there's a lot of Avelim, or there are many Shuros, and there's just one. So if you say, if you're coming there, you come to give a Hesped, and the people going to the Mokum with the Hesped, so those who are standing in the front row, facing the mourners, facing the Avelim, so then they're Potter, because they're clearly you see they're involved in the Esek HaKvura. They're involved in giving a nechama to the Avelim. Those who can't, those who are in the back rows, that they're blocked out by the ones in the front, those people are chayavim. That's the way the Mefarshim explain this, the way the Charedim learns. Those that are true as Harbe, there are many Harbe, those are the people are chayav, because they're not really giving any nechama to the Avelim. They don't even see their faces. They're in the back rows. Those people, what the Mishnah means, that is considered chayavim. And the Brisa discusses this in detail, of discussing the halachas of the proper way of how they used to do it, how they used to have the shuras. And you see, they used to change. They changed several times. Says the Gemara, however we learned it in the Brisa, we learned it in the Mishnah, this we learned in the Mishnah, those who were standing in the rows, so the ones who were inside facing the veil of departure from Kriyat Shema, the ones on the outside are Mechuyev Kriyat Shema. What is it referring to in Mishnah? This was originally the way it was done. Some changed the skirsa to be considered Rishina. Some said, that is the way it was originally done. How did it turn it? Then came the Lashon of the Brisa. Home to Mishum Kavo, the Lashon of the Brisa we just said now, which we tried to fit in to the Lashon of the Mishnah. Home to Mishum Kavo, Chayav Mishum Avo Paturin. Those are there, models covered just because of covered amaze, but they're not really there to add anything to the Avelus. They're not really doing, they're giving them any nechama because they're just here for their own covered, not for the covered of the Avelum. Those people are Mechuyim in Kriyat Shema. However, the Mishum Avo, but he came for the Avelus, those people are part of the Mishum Rishona. That was the original way of understanding it, that the those who are menachim stand in the shura, and the avelim walk in front of them. So therefore, those who are covered come for the avelim in the front. Those are part. Those who are standing on the outside, they're chayav. After we learned the Mishnah, a different lashon, who menachim asakera. When a kohen gadol comes to menachim others, the way it was done in the middle was they used to all pass. The people all walked in front of the Avelim. The Avelim stood still, and the people walked. The Menachem, the Avelim walked, the people walked by. And the one who was this Kohen Gadol, assistant Kohen Gadol, appointed to assist the Kohen Gadol, he would stand between the Kohen Gadol in the middle and himself and the people. That was the way he should do it. Mishnah Corona, and the end of the Mishnah, the last halakha of the Rabbanon, was that again, the Avelim stand in place, and again, this would be the way that it was set up in that time. When the Mishnah is telling us, the Akarina, that again, some guys are fooled to learn the gear, says, here's the Mishnah Rishina. This is the original way it was done. We'll see, might as well explain now what the difference was, why it changed. But they might have said that therefore they stood together where the Avelim would stand in one place, and then those who were passing, Beder Kolam Overland, the neutral pass, with the Kohen Gadol, Munim Akmim, Netzel, the assistant Kohen Gadol, they would pass in front of the Avelim, walking by, and say, Amokim Inakim, while the Avelim was standing still. Says the Gemara, what changed? What happened only? What was Rishon? What was Yakarina? Amar Kanina. Rishon, Yamishmakos, Omnim, Avelim, Omnim. Didn't it used to be that the family would come and give Avelim, they would go and stand, and the Avelim would pass in front of them. Mishra Ravu Takarusa Tziporin, in the city of Tziporin, they began to have Ravas, began to quarrel, began to argue. What was the cheshbon? Because they would be fighting amongst themselves. Says the Charedim that they used to argue, Shemat Pidin al Seder Yeshiva, Uboi and Lidemachlokas. They used to argue which available, who would get first, who would stand first, which one would go first. They would just push who's the one should be there to Menachem first. So therefore, they pushed. His career is Machlaftish, Mishpachos over Avail Modim. He had the Mishpacho should go ahead, should pass, and the Avelim should stand. If we would stop fighting, the people would not be pushing amongst each other. This would not be a problem, because people wouldn't be mocking on. People wouldn't be mocking on which ones would go first. There was no argument. It's only argument on the Avelim themselves who would go first. So therefore they changed. However, what happened? Where it says, I'm Rabbi Shimon Tosefta, she said that Chazur Dvaram Yosham, later on, they went in the back. People stopped fighting about it. They went back the original way where the Avelim stood, and the people stood, the Shura, the relatives and those stood, and the Avelim walked in front of them. So in other words, this was because why? So it's not so clear what the change was. The Yushalmi says that first they walked where the Avelim walked through the Shura, and the people stood same makom. Then it changed that the people stood, and the people walked through. Now Avelim the ones that stood, because he was fighting amongst the Avelim. And later it changed, went back, the people stopped fighting, went back with the Avelim walked through, and the Menachemim stood on the sides of the Shura. That is the way the Yushalmi has it. In Bavli, it's a little bit different. Matter of fact, the two parts of the three are different. If you look at the B'nai Moshe, he has an arichas here, and he says there that the where was the argument? Was the arguments amongst the Avedim, or was the argument amongst the people that were being Menachem? They're the ones who wanted to go in and push each other. So Mela, which one was the proper way? L'chayro, we pass on like Yerushalmi. Our minig is like it is today, not like it comes out of the Bavli. And our minig is that we. That the Avelim walk in between, walk through the Shura, the Mesnachmim, the Nachmim are the ones that stand on the Shura, and they're the ones, and the Avelim are the ones that walk through. That is the way the Yerushalmi says that Mishnah Reina is the way we do today. That's the Lashon we use today, whether the Bavli agrees to this or not. This was a now, if you look at the Rosh Mislu explains what was the difference of that. They used to fight in the Mislu lo manio medes lahakbla avelim. Those are manio medes, not the avelim and arguing, but those are the people of Menachem. Each one said, "I'm going to be there the first to Menachem." And they would fight amongst each other. So they changed it. So our Gemara has it differently, but the way it has a Bavli, that's the way they have it in the Bavli. Either way, the luck of Maisu doesn't seem to be any difference in opinion. The luck of the Rabban brings down Shulchan Aruch is where we have it today. Yeshua is, as I mentioned, is the Avelim walk through, and the Mesnachmim are the ones that stand outside. Continue with the Mishnah tomorrow.